Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'm nothing. I'm such a failure. But Jesus. Well, that sounds good to people that don't know any better.
That's right.
But we are not told to continually acknowledge failure.
That's right.
And sin. And shortcoming. If you make a mistake, you need to come to the Lord and acknowledge it and receive your forgiveness. And then you need to forget it. Come on, did I lose somebody? You need to put it behind you and focus on every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Friend, identify the enemy. He's the one that is continually trying to tell you you're not enough. You're short. You messed up here. You thought that. You said this. Continue. He is the accuser of the brethren. He's not accusing you of something good.
No.
What's he trying to do? He's trying to convince you, you're like me.
Yeah.
You're a rebel. You're disobedient. You've thrown God's control off of your life. You're evil like me. Admit it. You like evil. Admit it. Admit it. Look at all evil stuff you've done. But he's a liar.
That's right.
I said he's a liar. Right. You have made some mistakes. And so have I. But since we've been born again, that's not my nature.
Not.
Come on, somebody needs to say it. That's not my nature.
That's right.
That's not my nature. Good comes out of good. My nature's good. Why? Because God recreated me in his likeness and nature. I've been born again. My nature's good. I'm full of goodness. Why? Because I'm full of God. God's in me. It's not about who I am just as an individual. It's about what I'm joined to. It's about what I'm connected to. It's about who and what's in me. By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus, verse 7, for we have great joy and consolation in your love because the bowels or the insides of the saints are refreshed by you, brother. Refreshed by them telling them how much they've failed and how hard things is. And I'm, no, that's why we've said, that's why one reason leaders are in these classes. If somebody has an issue, okay, but we only talk about it a very, very short time, and then we talk about the good things that are in us that enable us to overcome. We don't dwell on the bad. We focus on the good. Now, I know that sounds simple, but how many know millions of people are just focusing on the bad? They talk it night and day, the failures, the bad, the mistake. And there's a reason why. There's a temptation to do it. The enemy's pulling you to forget about the good and focus on the bad. He'll remind you 1,000 times in a day of the bad, the bad, the bad, the bad. Trying to convince you. You like bad. You are bad. You want bad. But you rejected him and chose Jesus as the Lord of your life. And now he's nothing to you.
That's right.
And he has nothing in you. Oh, glory to God. Isn't that what Jesus said? He said, he has nothing in me. You need to say the same thing. Say it out loud. The devil, is nothing to me.
The devil
has nothing in me.
He has nothing in me.
He has nothing in me. He's nothing to me. He's not my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. I didn't get my nature from the devil. I'm born again. I got my nature from the Lord. The devil's nothing to me. He has nothing in me. Jesus is everything to me. And he is everything in me. Hey, hey. For time's sake, go to Colossians. I don't know that we'll have time for Galatians. You know what Galatians 5 is about? Fruit. Good fruit and bad fruit. Flesh fruit and spirit fruit. Can anybody mention some of the good fruit to me? Now the fruit of the Spirit is
love.
Is love good? Oh boy. Joy. Is joy good? Joy is good. Peace. Is peace good? Peace is good. Long suffering. Is that good? Gentleness. What's the next one? Goodness. Better put it up there. Galatians 5, 22. Fruit of the Spirit is love. Somebody say, when I say love, you say good. When I say the other one, you say good. Fruit of the Spirit is love.
Good.
Joy.
Good.
Peace.
Good.
Long-suffering.
Good.
Gentleness.
Good.
Goodness.
Good.
Faith.
Good.
Meekness.
Good.
Temperance.
Good.
All of it. All of that is good, 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 good. Hallelujah. Now why can all of this good come out of us, out of our spirit, into our life? Can we love and receive love and give love?
Yes.
Can we receive joy and be joyous and minister joy to others and peace? Can we be long-suffering instead of impatient? Can we be kind instead of hard and cruel? Can we? Why can we have this kind of fruit coming out of our mouth, coming out of our life, coming out of our actions? Why? Because the root in us is good. In Colossians, the first chapter, 26. Colossians 1:26, he said, the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations and is now manifest to his saints. Are you his saints?
Yes.
What mystery? Verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory. Now, what is the glory? Moses said, show me your glory. He said, I'm going to show you my goodness. The glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is? What is the mystery? What is the glory? What is the goodness? It is Christ in you, the hope of glory, goodness. What is the hope of glory, goodness? It's the Christ in me. Oh, somebody say, he's in me. He's in me. He's in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Go to Galatians 2 in closing, I think. Galatians 2. We've known these things. We've heard these things. But so much of the time, they just haven't been nearly as real to us as what they should have been.
Right. That's right.
And how will it become more real to us? If we'll keep it in our mind and we'll keep saying it. Not just for a few minutes on Sunday morning, but this afternoon and tonight and tomorrow. You just need to stop on your way to the refrigerator and go, Christ in me. The hope of glory. I'm full of goodness. I'm full of goodness because the greater one's inside me, the good one's inside me. My nature is good. I have the divine nature inside me. Hallelujah. The miracle of the new birth brought that to pass. Galatians 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. That's why we needed to bury that old man because he was bad. We needed to put him under. And even though your body hadn't been born again and it can be tempted to do bad, that's when you need to grab it by the throat and slap it back down in the casket.
Yes.
Mortify, crucify, count it dead, treat it dead.
Yes.
And you need to yell out, that's not my nature. Everybody's got flesh. Your flesh will do anything you let it do.
That's right.
Your flesh hadn't been born again. It's just like Joe Sinner's flesh down the street.
That's right.
It will do anything you let it do. And out in this world, because this body is connected to this world and affected by the same curse, it's pulled. But that's not my nature.
That's right.
That's not my core.
No.
That's not my heart. That's not my inside. And I can choose to resist that and ignore that and yield to what's inside me. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Hallelujah. The vine is alive, and I as a branch am connected to this living vine. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Come on, say it out loud. Christ lives in me. Say it again. Christ lives in me. Is he good? Is he all good? Is he only good? He's in you. He's in you. Now we need to stop acknowledging every bad thing about our flesh and unrenewed mind and mistakes in our life. And we need to begin doing what the Bible said, acknowledging every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus. And the more mindful you get of the good, the more aware of it, you're going to yield to the good, and it's going to manifest.
Yes.
It's going to come out. Tell your neighbor, help them out. Look at them and tell them, quit talking the bad. Stop it. Leave it alone. What are we going to speak? What are we going to acknowledge?
Good.
Every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus. How many good things is that? Are there? How many? See, when we get focused on this, we're not going to run out. We're going to find out it's thing after thing after thing. Wow, because we're talking about Him. But the great thing about it, all that's in us, because He's in us. I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Hallelujah. Let these words sink down into your ears. Hallelujah. Make a choice to believe them right now. Decide to not listen to the devil again tell you about how bad you are.
Thank you.
I believe I'm speaking by the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
Make a decision right now not to listen, not to think on how bad I am or how bad I've been. That's the accuser of the brethren. Shut him down. Shut the door. Stop it and begin. Don't look out here. Don't look back in the past. Look inside you and begin to acknowledge every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.